The Greater Burlington Industrial Corporation, or GBIC, studied 10 years' worth of Chittenden County property value data in the area surrounding the airport. GBIC President Frank Coffey says they looked at property values both in and outside of airport noise-affected areas. Coffey says properties in South Burlington and Winooski held their value, and the possible arrival of new F-35 fighter jets at Burlington International Airport will not reduce property values.
Our analysis shows that home values within those areas have really reflected the overall trend of the county and of the real estate markets that are outside the area. The home values have not been adversely impacted, which we think should give real reassurance to the people that live in those areas. This is a fact that has occurred in noise-affected areas in the past, so it's really something that they can take forward and have some level of confidence that that will continue to occur in the future. The other thing that came up, there was concern that mortgages would not be able to be federally guaranteed, and that is not the case.
While the GBIC is a strong supporter of basing the fighter jets in the Burlington area, a number of residents are adamantly opposed. The Stop the F-35 Coalition is protesting the Vermont Congressional Delegation's support of the plane at a Democratic fundraising event this evening in Burlington. Retired Air National Guard member and Colchester resident Roger Barassa is helping organize the rally.
The entire Democratic hierarchy, starting with Senator Leahy, Senator Sanders, Representative Welch, Governor Shumlin, all of them have declared their support for basing the F-35 here at the Burlington International Airport. I, personally, as a Democrat, feel disenfranchised from the process, and I don't believe we were listened to right from the beginning. This hierarchy declared support for basing the F-35 here. And their rationale was all about jobs without considering the impact of the F-35 on families and neighborhoods and communities. We want to let them know that we are loyal Democratic Party members, but we feel disenfranchised because our voice isn't being listened to.
The Vermont Democratic Party says the congressional delegation is in Washington and will not be at tonight's fundraiser. Party spokesperson Ariel Wengroff says they have reached out to the protesters.
The Vermont Democratic Party has been in communication with the folks from the F-35 group that may be attending, and we've told them that if they come in a communicative manner, that we're more than willing to allow them to speak to our group. You know, the party knows that we share a lot of common ground on different issues with these folks, and we're not going to turn away Vermonters. We're more than happy to hear what they have to say.
Debate over the potential sighting of the plane at the Burlington Airport has intensified since the Air Force released a draft environmental impact statement in March that said the F-35s would be noisier than the planes they would replace, but did not specify how much louder. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.